year before that. And guess what? They're all saving by doing so. What's that? Oh, the doing part? Why, they're using the Drive Safe and Save app from State Farm. Then they're saving up to 30% and more on their auto insurance. How about you? You ready to get at it and save? To start driving safe and saving in Emporia, call State Farm agent Pete Euler today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Discounts may vary. Not available in California, Massachusetts, New York, or Rhode Island.
KVOA News Time 8:30. Newsmaker two-time today and Sailor Middleton joins us from Newman Regional Health. Teddy Bear Clinic is close at hand.
Sailor, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning. How are you?
We're doing all right so far. It sounds like you're enjoying things as we get ready for the Teddy Bear Clinic here in just a couple of days, or actually just about over a week.
Yes, absolutely. We are so excited. It's kind of inched up on us this year, and we're so excited for it. It'll be Saturday, April 5th from 9 to noon at the Flint Hills Mall, and we can't wait.
All right. So are you still taking vendors that people would be inclined to do something like that, Sailor?
Absolutely. The vendors, we still have booths open. We are actually really excited. We have about 17 signed up so far.
Great.
And so we hope to continue to grow that. There's a lot of space in that mall. So we will continue to take vendors. And if anyone's interested, they can just email me. So, yeah.
Speaking of that, it seems like by the time we actually get to clinic date, the entire inside of the mall is pretty well full of vendors and full of great information here for kids and family members alike. Is that basically what you're expecting here this time around?
Absolutely. The main mission behind Teddy Bear Clinic for the past 26 years has just been to help educate the children on the importance of healthcare and just creating an atmosphere for individuals to come in, learn about what it might be like visiting the doctor, and just creating a safe space for them to be able to practice it themselves and just kind of walk through what it would be like. The big portion in the middle, which is so exciting, we partner with ESU, the Hyper Health and Human Performance students, and they come as well. And they come help the little kids just walk through the stations, and it's great. So the big portion in the middle will be us partnered with the ESU students' help, and then all the vendors all the way around. And we've got multiple partners throughout the community who come, and we're so thrilled.
Sailor Middleton, Newman Regional Health, talking about the Teddy Bear Clinic coming up Flint Hills Mall Saturday, April the 5th from 9 until noon. So will you have Newman Regional Health healthcare professionals on hand, Sailor?
Absolutely. We will have all of our primary care team there. They will be in rotation, but we will also have, we'll also have an opportunity to be able to sign up for physicals for well child checks there on site. So we will have a lot of different opportunities to partner with our primary care team. But, yep, we've got all of our primary care doctors who will be at those stations working with the kiddos as well.
Speaking of that, are there going to be the standard kind of information stops that'll be part of things? I do see something new as far as the flyer is concerned. You can't miss George the Big Bear.
Yes, yes. So this year we have, in the past there had been a mascot, and so this year we were trying to figure out a good photo opportunity to last a lifetime. So we ordered a 7-foot teddy bear. So we are so excited. And so that 7-foot teddy bear's name is George, and George will be there. So everyone is welcome to come take a photo with George, and he'll be here for a long time. So, yes.
That's a lot of bear right there.
That is so true.
That is for sure. So
it is very heavy, I can attest. It's very heavy.
So you are encouraging kids to bring their, favorite stuffed animal with them, Sailor?
Absolutely, and some kiddos bring their baby dolls or anything else. So whatever helps make them comfortable, they can bring whatever they'd like, but their teddy bear is typically the most common, so yes.
Sailor, you mentioned here, too, about the representation of Newman Regional Health's primary care team. From your perspective, how important is it for families, obviously kids, because they're going to be the patients, but parents too, to have really kind of develop a good relationship with a primary care physician at Newman Regional Health as soon as possible, in addition to activities like what we're going to have with Teddy Bear Clinic?
Absolutely, Chuck. Thank you for asking that. I would say it's very important because I think it helps create that connection. Like you said, not just with the patient, the child themselves, but with the parent, creating that reassurance to be able to maybe put a face to the name, but also seeing that primary care provider out in the community, working with the kids, wanting to be involved. I will say, growing up as a kid, I don't think I ever saw my primary care doctor really kind of out doing anything, but just being here at Newman, watching how involved the primary care team is in assisting with their patients, but also being there outside of the four walls of the hospital as well, has been wonderful to watch. But I would say that it helps create that relationship, that trust, and that continuity of care, just trying to make that connection with, like I said, not only the kids, but the parents as well, for the entire family. So we're really excited to be there. And I know that the doctors were getting them all set up. They were emailing me before I even sent out the reminder email. So everybody is really, everybody's really involved and excited. And we just can't wait to create another wonderful opportunity for individuals to come learn.
It is Teddy Bear Clinic time, Newman Regional Health, Saturday, April 5th at Flint Hills Mall, 9 until noon. No registration required, so parents and grandparents, bring the kids. It is informative. They do a great job, a great learning experience, and a lot of fun, too, that they make it fun for the kids and their stuffed animals as well. So that's coming up Saturday, April 5th. And we'll wait, I guess, down the road just a little bit, but I do know that the information, you've been getting information out already, Sailor, about denim and diamonds, haven't you?
Absolutely.
Yes,
yeah, we've been sharing some, we've been sharing some new exciting things about denim and diamonds, so it's great. Yeah,
you got a golf tournament coming up, and of course, the big barbecue too here before too very long. And have you announced your entertainment for the big event coming up?
We have not announced it quite yet.
Okay.
I think that is our plan. Yeah, we'll have a fun. We'll plan to jump on KVOE. We'll plan to get some recordings out, and we're excited to announce it. It's going to be amazing. We cannot wait.
All right, Sailor, thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Sailor.
Yes, thank you. Thank you guys so much.
All right. Thank you so much.
You
betcha. Sailor Middleton, Newman Regional Health. Teddy Bear Clinic time coming up Saturday, April 5th from 9 until noon.
Flint Hills Mall is where you want to go for that. And also want to let you know, too, that after headlines, we'll have Karen Mays joining us with our monthly Medicare Minute. That is coming up here within the next few minutes. Tomorrow, we will have Deb Gear joining us in the Newsmaker 2 spot because we have upcoming activities and fundraisers for Flint Hills Animal Advocates to highlight.
And our Newsmaker 2 this morning brought to you by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler, 920 Commercial. Pete Euler, providing clients with peace of mind in the Emporia area for over 42 years. Call 342-6272 for a quote today. State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler. It is 8:37. Now the headlines from ABC.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he will speak today with President Trump about the conversation that happened Tuesday with Vladimir Putin. Putin not agreeing to a ceasefire, but agreeing that Russian troops will stop bombing Ukrainian infrastructure. Renewed airstrikes over Gaza. Israel continues.